God has the desire to move in you with such startling things, it's beyond what you have the knowledge to even ask or think. But it's not outside in, it's inside out, according to the dunamis, according to the power that works unto us. And then what happens? Unto him be glory in the church. Hallelujah.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Kenneth Copeland shares the exciting truth that God wants to fill you up with His own love, His power, and His Spirit. Let's join Kenneth in the book of 1 Corinthians.
Let's go over to the 13th chapter, the ending of the 12th chapter, but covet earnestly the best gifts. Yet I show unto you a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, did you notice that if you're walking and living in love and you're practicing praying in the Spirit, you are from time to time going to speak in the language of angels? You will.
Yes, I believe.
Though I speak with the language of men and angels and have not love. Because, see, angels are supposed to find the manifold wisdom of God through the church.
That's right.
Through us. And there's times you're praying in the Spirit, and your angels are hearing the Spirit of God instruct them in what you need to be doing. And from time to time, the devil will hear the Lord say to him something that he really didn't want to hear. And you just Cadillacing along, enjoying the company of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And particularly on those times when you just suddenly pop awake around 2:45 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And so you just slip out of bed and go to your favorite place. Mine is out on the deck. I got two patio heaters for the wintertime. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get up and go out there. Gloria said, the older you get, the more Indian you get. Well, you know, ain't a whole lot I can do about that. But I don't like to be indoors. And just go out there on the deck and just pray in the Spirit of God. There's something about the small hours of the morning like that. There's not as much spiritual disturbance as there is when everybody's awake and all of them up moving around. And you get out there, and I don't know, boy, I tell you, you just all of a sudden you're in a victory zone. And things are just happening. Well, it's during times like that when the devil hears something that he figures it's time to get out of here. Amen. Brother Copeland, how do you know? Because I read that verse. That's how I know.
That's
the only reason I need to believe that. Hallelujah. Well, you just keep following it down. I bestow all my goods to feed the poor. Give my body to be burned. What's he saying there? I just burn out working for God. And it's not getting me anywhere. Have not love. It profits me nothing. In other words, without love, I'm sowing dead seed. My tithing isn't working. My giving isn't working. And after a while, under that kind of pressure, you'll start saying, I just wonder why it isn't working. Well, now you adding your confession to it, and it ain't working. I just wonder why it isn't working. Oh, it isn't working. Oh, God, why isn't it working? Oh, why isn't it working? Oh, why isn't it working? Why isn't it working? Oh! Repent. Start with repenting. Lord, I repent in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm looking for your wisdom according to James chapter 1. And according to 1 Corinthians 1:30, you're made unto me wisdom. I'm calling for your wisdom. So there's a problem here. And I repent in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I walk in an area of repentance. I'm walking in an area of repentance as you reveal to me and show me what the key issues are here. Every problem has a key issue. It's like the key to a puzzle. And by faith is the only way you're ever going to find it. My spiritual father in the faith, Oral Roberts, said to me one day, he said, Kenneth, it said what I just said to you. He said, particularly when your finances get bottlenecked, he said, there's a key issue. And most of the time, it's in a problem in the area of love. But he said, in the spirit, you stay there till you find out what that key issue is, and the Lord will show it to you. And when you do, deal with it. And he said, the problem will just fall apart when you pull that one key issue out of the devil's hands, and it'll come apart like a $2 watch. Well, God didn't say $2 watch, but I did. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Are we getting anywhere? Are you getting anything out of this? Love suffers long and is kind. Let's back up. God suffers long and is kind. God envies not. God vaunteth not himself. God is not puffed up. God does not behave himself unseemly. God seeks not his own, is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil. Amen? God is love. Well, you're born of God. You're born of love. So I suffer long and I am kind. I envy not. I vaunteth not myself. I'm not puffed up. I don't behave myself unseemly. I seek not my own. I'm not easily provoked, and I think no evil. I don't rejoice in iniquity, but I rejoice in the truth. I bear all things, believe all things, and hope all things, endure all things. Love never fails, and neither do I. Hallelujah. That's shouting ground right there. Love never fails, and neither do I. Now, when you're over in this, now, as you're practicing this, fear is leaving. Fear is leaving. Perfected love casteth out fear. He's out of there. He can't stay in that environment. And the more you say it, the more it runs him completely out of the whole situation. Amen. And then the gifts of the Spirit begin working again. Glory to God. And things begin to work right. And you're walking around saying, glory to God, free at last, free at last. Hallelujah. Folks, this is life in the faith lane. This is the way it's supposed to work. Now, let me give you a suggestion here. Go back through and watch the ministry of Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and of course the book of Acts. Only this time, you're standing right next to Jesus. And the woman with the issue of blood touches the hem of his garment. Don't see yourself as the woman touching the garment. There's nothing wrong with that. But go back through and read it. You're the one with the garment. Now, if you don't walk in love, she's going to grab a dead coattail. Amen.
Amen.
But if you're walking in love like he walks in love, and you're there because of the love of God, and the Spirit of God is the one that you're following, and he's leading you and guiding you into all truth, and you're walking here and you're walking with him, and someone walks up and just touches your clothes and get healed. Are you listening to me? We were having a meeting some years ago in a casino in Las Vegas. And the man that owned the casino, how many of you remember Wayne Cochran? Oh, yeah, particularly you old rock and rollers. I mean, you remember C.C. Ryder. And Wayne and I are very close friends, still are. And he led the man that owned the casino, he led him to the Lord. And so finally he came to him and he said, Wayne, he said, man, I want to do something for God, man. And he said, all I got's this hotel and this casino. He said, what do you think? He said, you think Brother Copeland would come have a meeting here? He said, I know he would. Well, he called me, and of course I lit up, you know, like a Christmas tree. And we were having this meeting. And oh, God was moving. Oh man, God was moving. And just all kinds of wonderful, marvelous things that I won't get into, but I want you to notice this. I'm headed towards the room where our meeting was, and I'm going down this hallway. Well, not a hallway, it's just a walkway through the casino. And here came a very well-dressed couple, and the Lord said, I want you to speak to them and told me what to say. I said, yes, sir. And so I said, excuse me, I believe the Lord has asked me to say something to you if you would allow me. And they said, fine. So I said what the Lord said, and they said, thank you, and walked off. And I said, okay, Lord. I didn't take three steps. And here's a guy doing his best to hold the wall up, leaning up against the wall. He said, I heard what you said. Will you pray for me? I said, sure. He said, let's go in here. Well, we were right in front of the men's room. And we went in the men's room, and he said, pray for me. Man, this guy's so drunk, is all he could do just stand up long enough for me to pray for him. I put my hands on him, and I want you to know the Spirit of God flowed in the name of Jesus, and suddenly he straightened up. I mean, I never got half that prayer out until he was cold sober. He's standing there, and up went his hands, and he began to praise God and worship God. I'm standing there praising and worshiping God, and all of a sudden, he starts praising and worshiping God. He said, brother, I can't tell you what this means to me. He said, I'm a backslid Holy Ghost preacher. Isn't that wonderful? He said, I'm free, man. I'm free. Started praying in tongues. Mommy, mouse, you, oh, Lord, man. We just had us a time right there. But now you're going to have to practice love, or you're not going to be ready for that. You'll never even know about it. Because God can't use you. The problem is, he's talking to you all the time. He would have told you, talk to those people. And you'd have had this little flicker and you'd have said, wonder who they are. That'd have been the end of that. And you'd have walked right past that drunk, and he'd have stayed drunk. Happens every day of the week. Happens all the time. It's sacam o elementi o spoloro vecitolo cum paradox. It's time, pastors, to begin to train up the people in your congregation to know these things, to walk in these things, and to become confident in these things, and practice them. Practice them in church. Practice them in teams until you become proficient at it, and I will use you and train you and bring you up through the ranks. And it'll come to the place where people will walk up to you and you don't even feel like there's any anointing on you at all. And they'll come up and fall down on their knees in front of you and say, "My God, you convict me of my sin. Pray for me." That's what the Lord said. These times have come, folks. It's here now. Glory to God. Now then, thank you, Lord. Let's go, in closing, let's go back to the book of Ephesians. We talked about this hurriedly last night, but in the third chapter of Ephesians, verse 14, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you." Well, now, this is a clue right here. That's a prayer. That's a prayer promise. You can pray this. "That He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might." To be strengthened with the power of His might by His Spirit in the inner man. The strong spirit of a man will sustain you in times of trouble and bodily pain, the Scripture says. That Christ, the Anointed One, and His anointing, say His anointing, may dwell in your heart by faith. I need to be believing all the time that His anointing is alive in me. That anointing is there, and it is ever there. We are the body of Christ. We are the body of His yoke-destroying power. We are the body of His burden-removing power. We are carriers of Him. And be aware of His presence. Amen. So that you, being rooted and grounded. Roots go deep. Being grounded is foundation. Our roots, being rooted in love. But then you're grounded. You're fixed. It's like something fixed in concrete. Amen. That's the reason Jesus said, "Have no root in themselves, and they're happy with it for a while, but then they get offended." Rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints, all born again people, you'll be able to comprehend what is the breadth, what is the length, what is the depth, and what is the height, and to know, have an intimate relationship with the love of the Anointed One and His anointing, which passes all knowledge. Now, why do we want all that? That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. God has the desire to move in you with such startling things, it's beyond what you have the knowledge to even ask or think. But it's not outside in, it's inside out, according to the dunamis, according to the power that works unto us. And then what happens? Unto Him be glory in the church. Hallelujah. This is what brings Him glory in the church, when we finally start acting like the church. Hallelujah. And begin to act like Him. Write it down. Number one, faith. Number two, rooted and grounded in love. Number three, you can comprehend. Number four, you're filled with all the fullness of God. Number five, exceeding abundant power working. And number six, God receives glory. And the power that we just read about in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13 is in operation. Hallelujah. A group of our kids went to Honduras here not long ago. And they were out in the one part of that mission, they were in the jungles, and of course, a lot of people had really never seen a light-skinned person, and of course, they spoke no English, and our kids didn't speak any Spanish, but each one had an interpreter that working with the teams, and these two young men were attempting to minister to this woman, and somehow or another, their interpreter got separated, and they're trying to speak to her in English, and she doesn't understand a word of it. And she's trying to speak to them in Spanish, and they don't understand any of that. And they're trying to tell her about being born again, and they're trying to tell her about the Holy Ghost, and they're just going back and forth. And the kids were praying. They started praying, God, help us here. And all of a sudden, she began to kind of understand what's going on. And she accepted Jesus as her Lord. And then all of a sudden, she starts praying in tongues. There was no common language here other than the Holy Ghost was revealing. This is above what you ask or think. And this went on and on, and all of a sudden, she just began to pray in absolute perfect English. Hallelujah. This is what I'm talking about. Exceeding abundantly beyond what you can ask or think. That give glory to God. Hallelujah.
Project deadlines, birthday party, yard sale, workout, family time. There are only so many hours in the day. If your life is getting in the way of your relationship with God, it's time to make a change. A spiritual checkup package helps you set your priorities in order. Life-changing, practical resources by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland teach you how to get out of spiritual burnout to a faith-filled life of health, peace, and strength. Gloria Copeland shares her experiences and personal strategy to get your life on track in time for a spiritual checkup. Kenneth Copeland takes you through 8 steps to live a vibrant, faith-filled life and stir yourself up. His teaching, Faith-Filled Words Dominate the Law of Sin and Death, shows you how to change anything in your life through active faith in God's Word. Don't let the challenges of life get you down. Change your life and keep your faith growing. Make God, His Word, and faith your top priority today. Kenneth Copeland Ministries wants to bless you. Order a spiritual checkup package today and get all three products free. Take advantage of receiving this free TV offer by calling us toll-free at 800-600-7395 or by going to our website at kcm.org/TV special. Keep yourself on the path of God's plan for your faith with a spiritual checkup package. Order your free copy today.
You know, on this broadcast today, you learn that God wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. He wants to move in you. He wants to move through you far beyond anything you could ever imagine. But it begins with being filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you've never been filled with the Spirit, this is your day. And it comes just like everything else comes from God. It comes from believing. It comes from speaking. But it comes from yielding. Just let the Lord fill you with the Holy Spirit and begin to speak through you, speaking in a heavenly language. It's called praying in tongues. And you know what? It's one of the most enjoyable, most powerful experiences any Christian could have. But it doesn't come from you working for it. It doesn't come from you trying real hard to get it. It comes from you just yielding and letting Him fill you up. This is why we've got so many resources to help you learn more about this. All you need to do is visit our website, go to the top right corner and type in how to be filled with the Holy Spirit, or just type Holy Spirit, and everything that we have to offer you on that is going to come up right there in front of you, and it's all free. Just get a hold of it. Start reading, start listening, get it down on the inside of you, and before you know it, you are going to be praying and praising in another tongue, and you're going to think, is that me? Am I the same person? But it's God in you, speaking through you. You praise perfectly when you praise in other tongues. You pray perfectly when you pray in other tongues. This is the greatest thing that Jesus has ever given you, is His Holy Spirit. You need this, you want this, and don't wait another moment. Hey, we are so glad that you tuned into this broadcast today, and we look forward to seeing you on the next time. So until then, remember that God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's free TV offer. Order your copy today. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event, August 18th through 19th. Join Kenneth Copeland at the Columbia Victory Campaign at Coliseo El Salitre in Bogota, Colombia. September 8th to 9th, get connected with Kenneth Copeland at Living Victory Anaheim at the Hilton Anaheim in Anaheim, California. September 21st through 23rd, be empowered at Word Explosion in Columbia, South Carolina, with special benefits for veterans and military personnel. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.